It's that time of year again. Buds are budding, flowers are flowering, and mailboxes are sprouting acceptance letters from colleges and universities to high school students across the country. But does any teenager really know what college is going to be like? The research papers, the study groups, the seminars, the office hours, the pizza? Until you're there, the only real frames of reference are anecdotes, novels, and the movies. Animal House may be the one that everybody remembers, but it's certainly not the only movie about college life. Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us from NPR West in Culver City. Hi, Elvis.
Hi, Linda. And it may not be the only movie, but it's certainly the archetype for all college movies, isn't it?
But why is it so difficult to think of earlier ones?
Because a lot of that was about the people who were playing college students were in, they seemed to be in their 30s and 40s.
Good point.
And Animal House came as a reaction, I think, to a bunch of really kind of sentimental movies about high school. I mean, the high school experience has been portrayed in movies much more often than a college experience, possibly because of many of the people who wrote movies went to college and didn't want to give away, you know, what a scam it was, myself included, of course. And what Animal House did, though, was in sort of shattering that kind of really kind of morose pop culture sentimentality about high school, it set such a template. Almost every movie, to some extent, has imitated that in terms of excesses. I mean, these movies are so rarely about studying that I think there might be some kind of misrepresentation as to what college life is actually like.
Now, earlier movies about college sort of romanticized the experience, I guess, in a different direction. I'm thinking of June Allison and Peter Lawford dancing and singing and wandering around in bobby socks.
And wearing fur coats, if memory serves, and straw boaters, and looking, again, like they're in their 40s. You know, those movies you're talking about were sort of about sentimentalizing college, because it was like, for a lot of the people who were in the movies, they had not been, or it was like sort of first generation stuff. They were the first generation of their families to go to college, and they were representing what their parents' view of college was. It was a place to go and lift yourself out of the working class, to go and make something better of your life, to live up to what America had to offer. By the 70s and the time of Animal House, that kind of pretense had more or less disappeared. So as a result, these guys kind of made fun of it.
Now, in 1988, Spike Lee made a movie about a historically black college campus. The movie was called School Days, and it was about a lot of things, including intra-racial tensions between the educated and the uneducated. We have a clip. Here's a young Lawrence Fishburne and Branford Marsalis as college students encountering an unschooled Samuel L. Jackson in a parking lot.
How come you college motherfuckers think y'all run everything?
Hey, is there a problem here?
Big problems.
I heard that.
You come to our town year after year and take over. We was born here, gonna be here, and gonna die here, and can't find jobs because of you.
Yeah. Right. Can we go? Okay, can we just go?
We may not have your education, but we ain't dirt neither.
And ain't nobody said all of that, all right?
Now I bet you niggas do think y'all white. College don't mean shit. Y'all niggas, and you gonna be niggas forever, just like us, niggas.
Incidentally, a college-educated Samuel L. Jackson in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it was what we were talking about, but this is the African-American representation of that. It took basically about 40 years or so after those movies with June Allison and then Peter Lawford for the black version of those, that kind of experience to be reflected in a screen, where you had these kids going off to college who were supposed to go to college because it was this way of maintaining a kind of a black middle class, which is still kind of new, the black middle class community for the African American world, and about the sort of schisms that took place in that. The movies, I think, tries to maybe do a little bit too much, but it's Spike Lee's second feature film, and it reflected, I think, what he thought college was going to be.
Good Will Hunting showed a similar kind of snobbishness that can evolve on college campuses, in this case between Harvard students and Boston's blue-collar townies. Townie Matt Damon as Will Hunting squaring off with a preppy history major who's just not smart enough in this clip.
I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the southern colonies. My contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian pre-capital.
All right, of course that's your contention. You're a first-year grad student. You just got finished reading some Marxian historian, Pete Garrison probably. You're going to be convinced of that till next month when you get to James Lemon. Then you're going to be talking about how the economies of Virginia and Pennsylvania were entrepreneurial and capitalist way back in 1740. That's going to last until next year. You're going to be in here regurgitating Gordon Wood, talking about, you know, the pre-revolutionary utopia and the capital-forming effects of military mobilization.
As a matter of fact, I won't, because Wood drastically underestimates the impact
of social distinctions predicated upon wealth, especially inherited wealth. You got that from Vickers. Work in Essex County, page 98, right? Yeah, I read that too. Were you going to plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
It's a great performance, isn't it? And he wrote that, incidentally, with Ben Affleck. It's intriguing because so many college movies, most of the ones you think of one way or another, are about class warfare and accepting who you are, not being seduced into the posers and the fakers of college, like so many of us were and never went back to, incidentally. Not being sort of taken into that, but understanding that if you can just get something of value out of college. In so many ways, I think college has become the experience that the military used to be. A kind of a maturation process, and that kind of learning to grow up and being tortured and humiliating coming through the other side as a young man or a woman. I think that's the kind of purpose that these movies serve now.
But it's also true, isn't it, that nowadays Animal House has kind of become the experience that you do revisit in college. I mean, what about the movie Old School, in which grown men seem to want to go back to the Animal House? They start up their own fraternity.
But I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You know what?
Give me that thing. Yeah, I'll do one.
We're going to do one.
Where does that leave us, do you suppose?
Well, that's assuming that there's a generation of kids who probably actually haven't seen Animal House. It's kind of funny now, you know. I've done this on this show so many times, Linda, but there's a line from the movie Chinatown that always sticks out to me. The line that says, "Whores, ugly buildings, and bankers all become respectable if they last long enough." And Animal House, when it came out over 20 years ago, was a movie that nobody expected to be a hit. The studio had to be coerced into making it. It sat around on studio shelves for a couple of years. And it's basically created a kind of experience that people wanted to think college was. And again, it's that thing about what the first adult experience is now. Instead of going off to fight in a war or going off to the army, which is what people tended to do, or going off to a first job, which is the thing that made you grow up, now college movies are about basically sort of not growing up. It's fascinating to me.
Peter Pan.
Here I am.
Elvis, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell. He is a movie critic for the New York Times. He spoke to us from our studios in Culver City, California.